World leaders are gathered in Poland this week to talk about how to fight climate change. The United States is not there. While the Trump administration isn't prioritizing environmental protection, some cities, like Pittsburgh, are trying to pick up the slack. Here's Mayor Bill Peduto.
We have the ability to address these issues on a local level. We can discuss them on the national level and the international level, but when it gets right down to it, it's implemented on a local level.
He was speaking at an October press conference announcing a $2.5 million grant from Bloomberg Philanthropies to help Pittsburgh reach its ambitious climate and energy goals. But 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis reports achieving them won't be easy.
The city-county building in downtown Pittsburgh is a massive stone structure that's more than 100 years old. Grant Irvin, Pittsburgh's chief resilience officer, says the city has started to track power usage levels in the building.
So you can see, oh, these people over here in this west wing are really consuming a lot of power. Why is that? Well, there's servers over there.
Irvin says they've even found some offices had their heaters and air conditioning units running at the same time. Knowing where energy is wasted allows the city to increase efficiency, getting it closer to one of its energy goals, cutting carbon emissions citywide by half by 2030. Old buildings like the City County Building are generally not very energy efficient, and Pittsburgh has a lot of them. Buildings are responsible for about 80% of the city's overall greenhouse gas emissions. Julie Hughes is a building energy expert based in Washington, D.C.
Existing buildings are tricky to tackle because engaging building owners and investors in retrofits, it does take the education, it does take effort to raise awareness.
Aside from reducing emissions, Pittsburgh also wants to implement 100% renewable energy for municipal buildings and reduce water consumption citywide by half, all by 2030. Inez Azevedo is the co-director of Carnegie Mellon University's Center for Climate and Energy Decision Making. She says those are ambitious goals.
And they may tend to be unrealistic unless you have an enormous amount of resources and policies that are tailored to achieving those goals in the expected time frame.
Our goals are audacious by intent.
Here's Grant Irvin with the city again.
The challenge of climate change is one that should not be taken lightly. It's kind of a clear and present danger that we're dealing with as local government, as well as residents.
Pittsburgh's ambitious climate and energy goals are a product of the Peduto administration, which might not be around in 2030. Irvin says that's okay, because achieving these goals goes beyond city government.
The city can't act by itself, and we've had in years past, in the prior two climate action plans, you know, a lot of investment by the university sector, by the private sector, by nonprofit organizations to be partners in that. And I think that collaborative spirit will endure beyond the mayor's administration.
But the city's goal of moving to 100% renewable energy in the next decade is dependent on entities far outside city limits. Azevedo with CMU says the electrons that power city buildings and infrastructure can come from anywhere in a wide swath of the eastern U.S.
This really makes it important to look at the emissions of the region rather than something more local.
At the end of November, the Trump administration released a report on climate change, warning that a warming planet could devastate the country's economy and create a public health crisis. Trump himself disputed the findings. Amanda Eakin is with the National Resources Defense Council.
As we've seen, the federal government has abdicated its responsibility to act on climate. So we need to be looking to all levels of government to lead on climate action.
Pittsburgh isn't alone in setting ambitious goals. Dozens of other cities around the globe are seeking to drastically cut emissions and energy usage. Though strategies differ, there's a shared sense of urgency. From landslides in Pittsburgh to flooding in Houston to wildfires in California, cities have no choice but to confront the challenges brought about by a warming planet. Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.